What is it you want? Real estate.
It's the Red Hot Real Estate Show, where we can all find out how's it going for buyers and sellers in the real estate market.
I have died and gone to real estate heaven.
Looking to move? Hoping to sell? Call in with your questions to real estate expert Mimi Shoneman with RE/MAX Results.
I'm going to go out and buy a house.
Here she is, your host, Mimi Shoneman.
Good morning. Welcome to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon, helping me out today, giving you some great information about what's going on in the real estate and home mortgage market here in the Twin Cities. Mr. Phil Olson from Amec Home Loans. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning.
I am excited because you actually demystify this whole process for us. Like, there's a reason why I don't want to do all of this like jury-rigged paperwork version of things myself.
Big words talk you're to, using this morning.
Am I? I'm trying. Yes, exactly. Because it does just, it's sometimes the process of going down that path, the home ownership, seems so complex that you just give up before you even start.
I cannot tell you the number of clients that I've talked to that they really feel like this is so encumbersome, so difficult,
right?
So nerve-wracking, when if you're working with a true professional, be it on the real estate side and in the mortgage side, that's done hundreds of transactions. Guess what? It's like getting on a bicycle and go for it.
And it's also so many of these things, you would think that it would be cookie cutter, but it really isn't. It's family by family, individual by individual, to set up this process of being able to get them to the home of their dreams.
It's no different than what I've said in previous shows. It's a puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
Every consumer has their own specific personal puzzle, and a good mortgage originator and a real estate agent need to understand what the wants and needs of that client are, but also what are you as the consumer bringing to the table as potential challenges that might need to be overcome in the mortgage process.
Because sometimes you don't even know that you are a challenge until you talk to a professional.
Exactly. And right. Sometimes even after we talk to that specific consumer, the challenge gets presented to us when we start seeing their financial paperwork.
Well, Phil, before we get too far into the conversation this morning, let's give all your MLS numbers and all that information out to everybody.
All right. My personal MLS is 238-103, branch MLS 379-094, company NMLS 150953.
And so since we do have a wealth of home mortgage information in the studio today, we encourage you to call 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And we also have a great giveaway that you are bringing in today.
Great giveaway. I would like lots of calls today on any subject that's concerning real estate or mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give away $30 for every call-in to the Wounded Warriors of Minnesota. And then there's a bonus for anybody that applies online and uses me for a mortgage in the month of September. I'm going to donate another $200 in your name. I will send you the check. You will send it to Wounded Warriors in your name. I'd like to be able to get a lot of money put together for these outstanding vets.
That's fantastic. And I like the transparency aspect of that, too. So everybody knows it actually is going to happen. They
exactly.
can see it with their own eyes, put their own stamp on it, and send it off to a great
exactly.
cause. So again, that number is 651-641-1071. And part of the thing when we are talking to people about moving into the home mortgage whole process is it's more than just getting a house. There's a lot of benefits beyond that that actually can affect you. And so it's in your best interest to kind of work this into the mix, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Because we're going to talk on how to build wealth in today's economy, right, Phil?
Correct. Well, the subject is how to build wealth in today's economy through home ownership. And why choosing Amec Home Loans and Phil Olson's going to give you a distinct advantage.
So just to start someplace, so what's going on right now in the economy, Phil?
Right now, unemployment is extremely low. The stock market is at all-time highs. Consumer confidence is at one of the highest levels in many, many years. Retail store sales. People are going back to the stores and actually buying in the stores. And online sales have actually dropped.
Really?
People are going into the store.
They're leaving their house.
They're
getting off the couch and buying
Correct.
Things now. Okay.
All right. Restaurant revenues. All your big restaurant chains are making more money. Manufacturing jobs have increased by over 400,000 in the last 9 months. Personal income and 401ks are up. We still have low home inventory, though.
Okay.
Rents are increasing, though. And I'm sure you've talked with some of your friends. I've heard rents increasing anywhere between $100 to $300.
Right. For some people, it was a big jump.
Big jump. Mm-hmm. All right. Housing prices have increased annually for the last 3 years, on average 9%. What does that mean? That's almost a 30% home increase in value in people's homes.
Okay.
And guess what? It can be even more than that in specific pockets throughout Minnesota and Wisconsin. So, like it or not, the economy is back and it's very strong. That's all great news.
Okay.
That's great news, right?
Right, you'd think. That's what we were waiting for.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. But there's a but.
Okay. You're disappointing me now, and we haven't even gotten to the but yet.
Unfortunately, there is a but. Housing prices are still continuing to increase.
Okay.
Interest rates are predicted to continue to rise. By this time next year, a mortgage payment, if you were to buy next year, will be higher because of housing prices going up and potential rate hikes going up.
Okay.
All right. And guess what? Last but not least, people don't think about it. Your buying power is going to be reduced.
Now, what do you mean by that? Like
buying power is going to be reduced. So let me give you an example.
Okay.
You're owning a home, but let's say you're a renter. And let's just use an average home price. Medium income price home sale in Minnesota is $242,000.
Okay.
Believe it or not, in the first year alone, a renter, if we were to compare that house versus rent, all right, will lose $11,000 in the first year alone.
Wow. Okay.
Now, why is that?
Yeah.
Well, people don't take into account when you make your mortgage payment every month that a specific amount is applied towards principal.
Okay.
I'd like the consumer to think of that as a savings account.
All right.
As a mandatory savings account. So on a $242,000 price point of a home, $370 is going towards that mandatory savings account. In other words, every month, your mortgage balance is going down.
Yes.
$370. All right. Well, then now let's take into account, let's just use a 3% annual appreciation rate.
Okay.
And guess what? I said it's over 9 right now, right?
Right.
Okay. But let's say the market's 15% 1 year. The next year, it loses 3%. We still had a 12% gain.
Okay.
In its 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And if we divide that by 2, that's still 6%, right?
Okay. So far, I'm still with you.
I'm only using 3%.
Okay.
3% of $242,000 is close to $8,000. We pay down our mortgage over $3,600 in our first year. And guess what? Another $8,000 of appreciation. There's your $11,000.
Got it. Okay.
Now, guess what happens if we multiply that times 3 years and you've decided to rent for 3 years? You've just lost potentially $33,000. All right.
Well, how does that actually go into increasing my wealth overall, though? I understand that I'm saving money and I'm getting that, but over the lifespan.
Okay.
How does that help me?
So let's just say you make over a period of, say, 6 years, you make $70,000 in principal reduction in appreciation in a home. You then sell that property. And guess what? You're going to maybe pay a 7% total commission on the sale of that property. Let's say it's $70,000. So let's just say we lose $10,000.
Okay.
Well, now we're taking $60,000 from that specific property. And we could use that $60,000 for our retirement.
Right.
We could use that for buying that next house, maybe upgrading or downgrading, whatever the case may be. Whereas if you're a renter, every month you're making that payment. You're getting no positive equity other than having a place to live.
Okay.
All right. Keep in mind, most rents, you have to pay utilities as well.
That's true.
Okay. So if you're comparing that same house, and let's just say it's $1,500 a month rent.
Right.
All right. A $1,500 a month rent, you could be in a $200,000 home. And believe it or not, people don't understand that if they have a $200,000 home or their mortgage payment's $1,500, their rent is $1,500, 27% of your home is bigger than if you rented.
Oh,
in other words, you have more living space.
Right.
You have more living space as a homeowner than you do as a renter, unless you're buying a house or renting a house. And I know of some people renting big houses, 3,000 square feet.
Right.
And what are they paying? $2,500, $3,000 a month for those types of homes.
Right.
Okay. So you have a better quality of life as well by being a homeowner. And believe it or not, we have, it is a gap now.
Okay.
Okay. What do I mean by that? Right now, there's an opportunity, and there's a very big window of opportunity, and this is how it plays out.
All right.
All right. The market is now softening.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? That means that we are not seeing as many home buyers now as we have sellers.
Okay.
So what happens to price? We're starting to see housing prices being reduced on multiple properties across the metro because they're not selling as fast.
Because, Phil, you had mentioned on previous shows that a lot of times you needed to get all of your ducks in a row beforehand because there were always multiple offers on the table and very difficult for you as a buyer to make sure you got that house.
That is absolutely correct.
Okay.
But we're now starting to see that flip.
Okay.
Believe it or not, though, it really has to do with a seasonal effect.
Okay.
FYI, properties are staying on the market longer. We're starting to see through the press that the Federal Reserve is talking about raising the prime interest rate two more times.
Seen that, yes.
Okay. And why is that? All goes back to the economy. The economy's hot. They're trying to use monetary policy to prevent inflation.
Right.
Okay. And by preventing inflation, that saves the consumer money. But when they do that, there's a ripple effect.
Mm-hmm.
But that ripple effect is over time. Mortgage interest rates will continue to rise as the Fed puts on monetary policy. But like I said, there's that window of opportunity. Okay. So right now, in the months of August, really more so September, October, November, December, January.
Okay.
Believe it or not, are the three best months or four best months to buy a home in the state of Minnesota and Wisconsin. All right. It's different in Florida, California, the East Coast, because we have a different type of environment here in Minnesota because of the weather.
Right.
All right.
Well, I know we need to go deeper into why this is one of the best times of the year for us as Minnesotans to go out there and buy a home, and some more reasons on why this is a good way for you to build wealth in today's economy. And what specifically do you want to cover when you get back, including that?
I would like to really drill down as to what's going on a little bit more in the economy, mm-hmm. and then talk a little bit about AMIC Home Loans and Phil Olson and why we can make a difference in your buying experience.
It's also a great time for you to call the Red Hot Real Estate Show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with Phil Olson from AMIC Home Loan. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I am Ms. Shannon, joined from AMIC Home Loans. Mr. Phil Olson is with us as well. And you're trying to help us build wealth in today's economy.
Exactly. Yeah. My job is not just to provide a loan to a consumer. I love seeing my clients succeed, put money in their pockets, be able to save money for retirement, for their kids' education. And believe it or not, a good mortgage loan originator not only just looks at the mortgage, they look at all the other specific financial aspects of a transaction. Real quickly, an example is I just saved an individual $120 a month on their homeowner's insurance. Wow. Because the quote that they provided me, I went back to them and said, that's too high.
Oh, okay.
You know? Another example is, you know, I had a client that's thinking about liquidating specific assets to purchase a home. And I said, you want to know something? Do you have a good tax accountant?
Okay.
They said, no. I said, I tell you what, I've got somebody you can talk to. I understand these tax laws somewhat well, but I'm not a tax preparer and I'm not licensed. I would strongly encourage you talking to them because I think if you sell those specific assets, you're going to create a tax event.
Oh.
And guess what? I was able to save the client over $3,000. She came back to me and said, Phil, I'm so glad you told me to talk to this person because had we done it this way, I would have ended up having to pay the IRS more money. So, getting towards, you know, kind of our topic, my job is not just to provide you a rate, not just to provide you a mortgage, not just to provide, you know, help you buy a home, but my job, I take it, you know, as personal.
Mm-hmm.
I consider all my clients like friends. I want to take care of them and I want to put them in a good financial position.
And I think that that's always a great way to look at it, because so much of what we're doing right now, you're saying, yeah, it makes sense for you to buy a house and not rent because it'll save you this much money. But you also have to take into account that a lot of people have a little fear of commitment. Mm-hmm. They're going, okay, yeah, you're saying it's going to save me money this year. But what if I want to change my scenario in 3 years or 5 years? Or how do I start that kind of conversation?
Well, I mean, if we just use the 3% analogy, okay, the standard consumer, if they stay in their home for at least 3 years, I would say there's probably a 90% chance that you're going to be at least break even, or you're going to make a little bit of money on that specific transaction. And I think any good financial planner will also tell you, if you're putting money into the market and then you're pulling it out of the market, it's kind of like, well, buy low, sell high, but
right.
People get scared.
Yes,
and
they
guess
jump.
What? They jump, and then they pull their money out, and guess what? They found out, had they left it in that specific investment vehicle, they would have made a lot more money
right.
in the long run. And you have to look at a home as a long-run proposition, with the understanding you have to have an exit strategy.
Right. And I think that there, you know, the other good thing that you brought up is the fact that it's okay to start by asking you a question, because if you don't know, at least you work in that world, and then you can make a recommendation for a qualified person
sure.
to do the next step of the process.
Exactly. You know, I would tell you, it's so extremely imperative that a consumer hire a bona fide full-time real estate agent and a bona fide full-time mortgage expert.
Okay.
I cannot tell you the number of times where I've worked with a client that's maybe not working with a very experienced individual, and they end up losing out
yeah.
or they get put into a bad position. Or here's the other thing that I do not encourage. I do not encourage my clients to work with a relative.
Oh, okay.
All right. Be it a relative mortgage person or a relative real estate agent. I cannot tell you the number of times I've had clients say, I will never, ever do that again. Matter of fact, our relationship is never has never, ever been the same.
Right.
And it's blown up.
Yeah.
You know? So we were talking a little bit about it is the market. It's hot. It was hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's slowed down a little bit.
Okay.
Now is really the time for those clients that had a bad experience here this summer and spring. It's time for those people that are talking about, you know, do I want to buy this year or do I want to wait until next year? Those are the clients I'm really talking to right now.
So maybe if I had a little bit of money saved up for a down payment, but not quite enough. You're saying that this might be the time for them to go and seek a mortgage professional like you and go, well, let's revisit that.
Believe it or not, if somebody were to call me and sit down with me, I can actually run the numbers based on a current market scenario today.
Okay.
And then we'll go with a realistic market scenario for next year.
Okay.
And let them look at the numbers. And I'm almost absolutely positive when they take a look at the numbers, they're going to go, wow, it is better for me to do it now. And when we go back to this economy thing, it's not going to slow down this
right.
next year or the next 2 years. Maybe it might slow down 3 or 4 years from now. But guess what? What happens if housing prices go up another 15%?
Yeah.
You know, a $200,000 mm-hmm. home going up 15% has just gone up $30,000.
So is that part of the benefit of working with a professional like you and using Amic Home Loans, is that a lot of places they'll just go, oh, we just ran some little computer thing. You put some numbers in and you get a yes or a no.
I would tell you, I mean, that is a great question. And mm-hmm. I can give you an example. Here last week, I had a client call me, and I was actually the real estate agent that called me and said, Phil, I'm a little bit concerned. You're not working with this client, but I just got a pre-approval. My client says they met with the person.
Right.
Okay. I'm not going to say what institution or whatever.
Right.
And they met with them for 15 minutes and they said, you're approved.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, my God.
Easy peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not that simple. There's no way it could be done.
You can't learn the right information in 15 minutes.
I mean, you're basically talking what's called a pre-qualification.
Okay.
We pull credit. We get a full loan application. And guess what? Some of the stuff in the loan application may be wrong.
Okay.
The numbers might be wrong. There might be errors in the credit report. Okay. In order to be completely pre-approved for a loan. A good mortgage loan originator not only is going to look at credit, the full application, they're going to ask lots of questions.
Right.
They're going to ask the questions such as, why are you buying? Why do you want to buy? What's right. the reason? Is this a short term? Is this a long term position you're wanting to get into? Then you have to look at all the different financials. And then you have to ask yourself also the question, is what you're applying for or what the house price you want to purchase, is it affordable?
Right.
You know, I don't build a mortgage based on you telling me I want to buy this house for $250,000.
Right.
Because I'm going to tell you, okay, based on $250,000 in these multiple different programs, at the very lowest payment, your payment's going to be this.
Right.
And guess what they say? Well, that's too high. That's too high.
Mm-hmm. I'll never be able to eat.
That's where we have to go back and retool and reassess what the consumer's needs and their wants are. And sometimes me as a mortgage loan originator, I might have to talk to the consumer about their expectations.
Right. So if they're thinking that they want to live in a mansion, but they really should have like a single family home, a nice starter house. You need to have that honest conversation with them.
So guess what? In that example, I just gave you that story. The real estate agent called, it is their client. Their client then called me. I asked them, did this loan officer look through all your financials? And they said, no. I go, then you're not pre-approved.
Right.
Okay. You're setting yourself potentially up for disaster. Mm-hmm. And I think in the next segment, what I really want to talk about is talk about some of the very, very unique programs that AMEC Home Loans has that will benefit the consumer and the specific strategies we use to help our buyers make a successful offer and get their offers accepted over our competition.
We also want to take your questions. The number again is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And remember, he is willing to donate $30 to the Wounded Warrior Foundation of Minnesota for every call in we get today.
Exactly.
So that is a great benefit that we have. And real quick, I want to make sure I give your website a couple of times. It's very easy to find.
www.callphilolson.com. And for those vets out there, I'm a vet myself. So that's one of the main reasons I want to donate to my partners out there that I served with as well.
So thank you all for listening, and we appreciate you guys calling. And again, the number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back on the Red Hot Real Estate Show with Phil Olson from AMEC Home Loans. Welcome back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show here on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon in studio, also from AMEC Home Loans. Phil Olson is here. And Phil, I appreciate so much the fact that not only do you help the community out just by giving them great information based upon what you do every day as your business, but you're just willing to, like, there's always a great nonprofit or charitable aspect to what you do just to give back to the Twin Cities community.
Well, I love doing it. You know, I love doing what I do. And if it wasn't for all my past clients and all my vendors and everything like that, that's allowed me this great opportunity to work in this phenomenal industry, I wouldn't have the ability to do it. And I love doing it.
And you can call in to the Red Hot Real Estate Show at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. And Phil, you've done mortgages for a while. So you've had the opportunity to kind of like pop around with different organizations.
Yep.
But you've landed and you love AMEC Home Loans. Why is that?
I love AMEC Home Loans because, one, our owner is mortgage originator driven, our back end operation. In other words, all the things we do as far as getting a loan from cradle to grave done, our staff throughout our whole company has this mantra is we're going to do what we have to do to make it right for the consumer and get the loan done on time and get them to their closing on time, because we want to make our clients happy.
Right.
I want to be able to deliver. And, you know, I've worked at other companies that didn't have that chutzpah, so
right.
to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's more like, well, it's just a transaction, or they're just a number. They're just another client. You want to know something? That's not me.
Right.
Every one of my clients, I look at almost like my children. Okay.
Right.
And I want to take care of them. I want to keep them warm, and I want to keep them educated, and I want to help them. But that's the philosophy through my whole company.
Right.
And I get recruited, highly recruited. And every time I tell them, I have no interest. I'm not, no, the grass is not greener right. on the other side of the fence. You know, I live and bleed red, white, and blue, which is our company colors, mm-hmm. Amic Home Loans, because we do things right. And we have an awesome name in the industry. I can't tell you the number of real estate agents and title companies that go, you work for Amic? Wow, they're a good company. Mm-hmm. And I hear it all the time. So, you know, are there advantages?
Right.
To working for Amic Home Loans?
Yes. What do you get for being over there other than just saying, okay, I appreciate the fact that we are a company of integrity?
Well, let's talk about what's called Amic Express.
Okay.
So what is this? It's an underwriting commitment from an underwriter to lend versus pulling credit and doing an application. What does that mean? In 3 days' time, if you apply online, provide me your financials, I will not only have myself, my staff underwrite the file, but we'll have the file underwritten by a federally licensed underwriter, and they will come back within 3 to 5 days with a full-fledged approval. Okay, most lenders don't underwrite your loan until you find a property.
Right. They just kind of go, it's probably this.
It's probably good. Everything looks good. Yeah. Everything looks good. But guess what? By us underwriting this file up front, we are then able to give that consumer a fully approval, underwriting approval that we're actually able to give to the real estate agent, who are then able to give that approval to the sellers right up front. Last but not least, guess what? We're going to put a $10,000 guarantee.
And it's hard to get guarantees these days on anything.
Guess what? With our Amic Express program, after it comes out of underwriting, we will attach, as long as it comes back approved from underwriting, we're going to attach a $10,000 guarantee contract, actually, with our approval letter.
Wow. Okay.
How does this all work? If we don't close on time, in other words, if I say, you send me the purchase agreement, real estate agent, and it says this date. Now, guess what? You give me a date that's 2 weeks from now, I'm going to say no.
Right.
We can't
so
do
So you'll set it up ahead of time. You'll give a realistic expectation of the closing date.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And normally, depending on the loan product, that's 30 or 45 days. But we will say we don't close on time for any reason other than the consumer making an issue.
Right. I hose it up by going and changing all of my, if I don't follow your instructions and I mess it up, that's on me.
But here's the deal. We don't close on time. The sellers get $5,000. The buyers get $5,000 off their closing costs right at the closing table if we don't close on time. There are very, very, very few lenders that are willing to stick their neck out and say, we will pay you if we don't do our job.
That definitely speaks to the quality of your product.
Correct.
So let's speak to, we're going to go to the phone. So Paula, thank you very much for calling the Red Hot Real Estate Show.
Hi, I was wondering, I'm going from a larger home to a smaller home and wondered about using a line of credit until the first home sells.
Okay, so you're going to use a line of credit to buy it is the other residence. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. Right. Yeah, you definitely can do that, but I would caution you. If I may ask, how much of a home, what is the cost of this home you're going to buy?
$300,000.
Okay. And you're going to use a line of credit to purchase this home for $300,000?
Yes.
Okay. Understand lines of credit are normally adjustable rates, meaning it's a home equity line of credit. It's not a fixed rate. And if the Federal Reserve does raise the prime interest rate, which they have done now, I believe 9 times in the last 2 years, every time the Fed raises the prime, your payment's going to go up by either an eighth or a quarter of a percent. I would tell you, you can use that strategy as long as you're being told by your real estate agent and you've done really good due diligence on the sale of your current home that house will sell. Because the question is how long are you going to have to keep that mortgage on that line of credit?
Okay. Thank you.
I would just tell you that is a very, very large home equity loan to use. But I can understand why you want to do it, because you want to be what's called a buy first, sell second situation. And you don't want to be in what's called a non-contingent offer, because you're making a purchase agreement basically stating you don't have a house to sell. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you have to take a look at the pros and cons of that. The pro is you're probably going to get the sellers to accept your offer. But now you have to understand, we're going to make a mortgage payment on. Now, is your home right now that you currently own, is it free and clear?
Yes.
Okay, so it's free and clear. So you're going to only have to carry one mortgage, and that would be the home equity line of credit. I would tell you there's a lot less exposure since that house is free and clear doing it that way, as long as you really have a good understanding of what the sales price is going to be it a realistic sales price of your current home, and understand what the timeline is to get that property sold. Because as the higher the price is, the longer it will be on the market before it sells.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're very, very welcome, ma'am.
And we do have Paula's information. We can follow up with her. And again, I appreciate the fact that you had follow-up questions, you know, for Paula, going, it's not just this, or anytime you call it, it's not answer number one, and that's always the answer. There might be lots of different scenarios.
There's never a cookie-cutter question to an individual situation, because doing one thing, there's a cause and effect. All right, you do this, it will affect that. The question is it a good financial decision?
Right.
And sometimes people have to make decisions that are not the best good financial decision because of their current situation.
Right.
All right. But ultimately, my job is when I'm diagnosing things and when I'm running things through my mind, is I'm always asking myself that question, but.
Right.
What's the but?
Is that part of the reason why you go to your closings for your clients?
I go to all my closings to my clients. I mean, if I've missed a dozen closings in the last 15 years, that's a lot.
Wow.
And the major reason, and believe it or not, title companies and real estate agents, they go, why are you here?
Yeah.
I'm responsible for the money.
Right.
Yeah. AMIC Home Loans is responsible. No, I'm responsible. I'm responsible to that consumer. I'm responsible to that buyer. I'm responsible to that seller. I'm responsible to the title company. Oh, I'm responsible to both agents. And oh, by the way, Shannon, sometimes there's multiple house sales off of one transaction.
Okay.
So if this deal doesn't close, that next deal doesn't close. Maybe I'm not a party of it, but that deal doesn't close. And then the whole following deal doesn't close.
So there'll be a domino effect if something doesn't work out.
Yep. So normally what ends up happening is I arrive anywhere between 15 to 30 minutes prior to that specific closing.
Right.
All right. To make sure that everything is ready. The wire is there. The money is there. The paperwork is there. If the title representative is looking at the paperwork going, what's this? I'm able to explain it. And every now and then, there might be a little blip. Well,
right.
Guess what? I'm there with my phone. I've got every phone number. And guess what? I'm making phone calls.
Right.
Resolving something. Sometimes there's issues between the buyers and the sellers when they get to the closing table. Has nothing to do with the mortgage. And sometimes I have to get involved in that as well.
So you can mediate.
I normally let the real estate agents mediate, but there's been a few times where I've had to mediate as well.
Right. Because, I mean, it's a heightened thing. Like,
yes.
You know, this is something that's a highly personal transaction,
yep.
Obviously.
Yep.
You know, even if you were like, I have a friend that was like selling her house. And at the time, she's like, I can't wait to get out of this house. I hate the house. But then when it came time to close, she was like very like protective of her house, even though she's.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's fascinating because it's very personal.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's other reasons, believe it or not, Shannon, that we use AMIC Home Loans and myself. OK,
mm-hmm.
I've been in the banking business now for almost 30 years total. All right. I've facilitated over 2,300 mortgages in that time. It could be even more than that. And if you're working with me, I'm going to take a look at your whole situation. I'm not going to candy coat things. I'm going to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly. And oh, by the way, if you need credit enhancement, you need credit repair, you need a painter, you need a tax accountant, you need a real estate lawyer, you name it. I've got all these people around me. that I trust,
right,
that I've brought into my circle to help my clients, okay?
And I appreciate the fact that you take the stress out of it. Because I remember the last time when I bought a house, once you start looking at what that giant dollar amount is and you have to sign all those papers, mm-hmm, it can be a very stressful scenario.
Oh, it can. Mm-hmm. It can. And that's where when I'm meeting with clients, I try to tell them, hey, don't stress out. Begin packing, okay? Right. That's what I tell them. Mm-hmm. Go pack, all right? You know, I have an immense amount of power working for AMIC. Right. I have over 70 different lending institutions. They all have different programs. Right. They all have different guidelines. They all have different rates. Believe it or not, let's talk about shopping for rates. I'll tell my client that I'm very, very, you know, translucent. Come into my office. I'll pull up my pricing engine. We'll pull up all 70 lenders all at one time. You can sit right next to me. I'll let you pick your servicer. I'll let you pick your rate. You want to talk about buying down the rate? You'll see it. It's not where the screen is in front of Phil and I'm just telling you, well, Mr. Smith, your rate is this.
Right.
I'll go, no, come on in. Sit right next to me. I'll show you. I'll let you pick. I'll let you shop 70 different of the largest lending institutions in the United States. What banks, credit unions do that?
Right. They don't even do that on a car.
No.
You can't do that normally when you go get a pair of shoes.
No.
They're not that transparent. I'll let you,
and guess what? There's no margin. It's all right there in black and white. You pick your program. All right. I'm going to tell you, here are the positives to that program, the negatives to that program. All right. What lender will do that?
Right. Well, Phil, what are we going to go to in our last break?
Well, I think we should talk about, you know, where is the market going as far as interest rates? Okay.
Right.
We could talk a little bit more about this benefit of the Amex Express and this $10,000 guarantee, because I've got a great example to talk about.
Perfect.
With that specific program.
And we're also open to your phone calls. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us here on the Red Hot Real Estate Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Ms. Shannon in studio. Also from Amex Home Loans, Phil Olson is here. You can always find his information at callphilolson.com. Remember, for every call we get today, Phil is generous enough to donate $30 to the Wounded Warrior Foundation in Minnesota for every call in. And he also said that if you use him for a loan in the month of September, he's going to donate $200 in addition to that, and he's going to donate it in your name. So the number.
Let me donate $1,000, $2,000, folks. Would love to do it.
To do something that would also benefit you, because we have been talking this show about building your wealth and how getting the right mortgage can do that for you. And the number is 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. I believe we have Heidi on the phone. Thanks for calling. And you have a question for Phil, Heidi?
I do.
Hi, Heidi.
Good morning. Yes, and my question is about refinancing.
Mm-hmm.
We purchased our home 2 years ago,
okay,
and we put about 10 to 15% down, so we are paying about $350 a month in PMI insurance.
Yep.
So in the last 2 years, we've spent about $20,000 or $30,000 updating the home, doing major replacements, and I'm wondering if, do you think the time is right to try to refinance to get below that? We pay extra principal every month as well.
I would strongly encourage it. Based on everything you're telling me right now, you have a far greater equity position than probably 20%. And since you have the ability to pay extra like you've been doing, you're telling me that if you're in, and I don't know, maybe you're in a, are you in a 30-year fixed?
Yes.
Well, I would tell you, I would look at refinancing to maybe a 15 or a 20 year or even a 25 year term. But if it all depends on your financials and your debt to income ratios, but by you refinancing, removing that PMI and then going to a lesser term, there's a possibility I might tell you I can save you $150,000.
That would be great. Yeah, we've been thinking about that, and we just weren't sure between, you know, house, you know, appreciation and, you know, what we've put in. We've made a lot of improvements in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we were actually, you know, because we're in our mid-40s.
Okay.
You know, we'd like to get our mortgage done as quickly as possible, and a 15-year would be great. Even if we've got the cash that we could afford a 15-year payment.
Well, believe it or not, then I would strongly encourage that we talk here this week and let's run the numbers, and we can run numbers based on your current situation and then run numbers based on a different hypotheticals and see what works best for you guys. And ultimately, you make the decision. But based on your scenario, it sounds to me like you're in a perfect storm to basically do a refinance that would save you a lot of money.
Super. Wonderful. Perfect.
And Heidi, thank you very much. I know our producer has your information, so let's go right along to Lisa. Lisa, you also have a question on refinancing? Oh, I think we lost Lisa. Lisa, feel free to call back the Red Hot Real Estate Show. We would love to talk to you. And now, as you went through that scenario, it sounds like, you know, sometimes you have a caller like Heidi who think they are in a position to do something, but they're still haven't taken that final jump. And so how do you help them make that final decision to go, now is the time for you to do this?
I don't put pressure on my clients. I show them numbers.
Okay.
Real hard numbers based on current market rates, current payoff of their mortgage, different scenarios. Then I'll run what's called a cost benefit analysis on those different situations. And ultimately what ends up happening is I'm not going to talk to a consumer and say you should refinance over $2,000. No.
Okay.
No. It's got to be a significant amount. It's got to make good financial sense, because understand there's a cost to refinancing.
Yes.
Now, Amic Home Loans, we have a flat fee.
Right.
It's only $1,395. That's it. I don't care if it's $1 million home or $100,000 home. That's all we charge. It's a flat fee. A lot of lenders out there, they charge an origination and 1% or 0.5%. And then they got other fees. Our fees are very, very standard within the industry, if not low within the industry. All right.
Another outstanding reason for us to use Amic Home Loans.
Exactly. I mean, we've got so much power. We were rated here in 2016 as one of the top best mortgage companies in the state of Minnesota.
All right. You know? And we do have Lisa back on the line. Lisa, for calling. Lisa, thank you for calling back to the Red Hot Real Estate Show. What's your question for Phil?
My question is, we are thinking about refinancing after having the same loan for about 10 years. My question is, do we have to start all over from square one, paying the interest back, or how can we shorten that up so it's going to be beneficial to actually refinance?
Well, I would tell you there's a couple different questions. My first question would be, what are you trying to achieve by refinancing? Are you trying to save money? Are you trying to pay off your home quicker? Are you wanting to pay off other debts? What's the reason you're thinking about this?
We would like to pay off our home a little bit more quickly, I guess. Instead of, we have a 30-year right now, we would like to maybe do a 10-year or a 12-year.
Okay. I would tell you it's really dependent on what your current interest rate is on your current home loan. If I may ask, are you open to telling me that over the air?
Sure. I believe it's really low. It's 3.95, I think.
Okay. 3.95%. The only way that you're going to get a rate that's somewhat comparative to your current mortgage would be going to a 15. Okay. But understand, by you going to a 15, if you're basically going to lop off 5 years off your mortgage, and a real simple calculation as to how much you could save is take your current principal and interest payment right now and multiply that times 60. And that would be your current, your savings that you would get by going to a refinance of a 15. Keep in mind, you can also go to a 10-year as well. So you could even shave off even more than that.
Okay. So it could be beneficial to
Absolutely. It could be beneficial. I wouldn't be able to tell you that until we looked at your total situation and ran the numbers.
Okay.
In the end, I might say it's not worth it. Then again, I might say it is worth it, and here's the reasons why, and I would spell it out to you in financial sense.
Okay. Well, it's my word against my husband's at this point, so at least there's hope. There's hope. I keep telling him, I think you can. He keeps saying no.
Lisa, that's the great thing that, you know, I think what we were covering is that it's like sometimes it's like, no, it doesn't hurt you to actually take the numbers in and have somebody run them from you. Because you don't have anything to lose.
Cost you nothing.
You're right.
You having a conversation with me and me running numbers that maybe takes me 30 minutes or an hour based on your situation costs you nothing. And if anything, I've provided you a service and an education.
So we have nothing to lose.
Right.
Everything to gain, maybe.
Here's what I think. Here's what I think you do with your husband. I think you guys go, okay, here's who's going to do the dishes. Whoever is on the losing side of this particular battle, then you take your information into Phil, you get a response, and then one of you gets out of doing the dishes that night.
That sounds like a plan.
There you go.
Thanks for calling,
Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks.
Well, Phil, we're going to wrap up soonish, so I want to make sure that everybody understands, again, why it's great to come and talk to Amic and talk to you and why they should choose Amic Home Loans.
I would say ultimately, if you're looking for a mortgage loan officer that truly cares about their client, about their success, and the company that we stand, who we are, is we want to do what's right for the consumer. Our consumer is not somebody that walks into the office and gets stamped with a number on their forehead and right. We say next. That's not the case. All right. We truly care, and I truly care about my client's welfare, their best interest. And if they need help, they need coaching, whatever they need, I have the ability to provide it all. I am a one-stop shop.
And a lot of places aren't that at all. It's okay if I have to tell you no, that you think the answer's just no. And it really isn't. Sometimes it's no today. Here's how we get to yes.
Correct. And a real quick example, I just saved a client $250 a month because their agent said, hold one here. I want you to call Phil and get a second opinion. Well, guess what? That client was going to be put into an FHA loan.
Okay.
I got them put into a conventional home ready loan, lower mortgage insurance, lower interest rate. And oh, by the way, now their mortgage insurance drops off here in 5 to 7
wow.
years, whereas the FHA loan, all right, it stays for the life of the loan. And oh, by the way, on an FHA loan, you're going to pay a premium to the federal government of 1.75%. Well, my client bought a $300,000 loan. I saved them $5,500 there, but then I also reduced their payment by another $250 a month.
And it definitely all adds up, because as we started the segment, the start of the show today, you were talking about helping people increase wealth in this economy.
And guess what? If I can shave money off of insurance, I can save you money here, save you money there, and save you money on your mortgage payment by finding you the right program, ultimately, you increase your wealth.
So make sure you find Phil's information. It's callphilolson.com. You can also reach him at 651-238-6748 and email him at phil@callphilolson.com.
Thanks for all the callers today.
Thanks. And find us at mytalk1071.com, keyword red hot.